Welcome back to Such Fun Read. I'm going to attempt Vlogmas or Bookmas. These obviously aren't vlogs. As you can see or hear, these are going to be podcast episodes. I wanted to come back to make videos or podcast episodes again anyway, so I figured this might be a great time for me to do that. I am definitely going to do my best to upload a new episode each day, but we'll see how that goes. It is possible I may skip a day. It's also possible I may skip a couple days, but I'm going to do my best to upload every day. And to start off this Podmas, or should I call it Podmas? Does anyone call it Podmas? Does anyone do Podmas? Maybe I should stop even saying Podmas. Should I just call it Bookmas? Okay, anyway, to start off this Bookmas, we are going to be doing the end of year book tag. And this tag was created by Ariel Bassett. I like book tags, and I might be doing more of these in these episodes. I just really need to find some to do. But let's get started with these questions. Actually, before that, did you know there are two end of year book tags? Should I do both of them? They kind of serve different purposes, have different questions. Maybe I'll do the other one as well. But let's get to these questions. The first question is, are there any books that you started this year that you need to finish? I actually thought I only had one book for this answer, but I actually have two. I forgot about the other book I started and didn't finish. But the first one is the first book I'm currently reading, and that is Lightlark by Alex Astor. I just started this the other day, and I'm actually doing an episode on this book as I'm reading it. It'll come at some point. But this is one I definitely need to finish, especially since I'm doing an episode for it. The other book I almost forgot about is Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz. So I started reading this because I saw that there was a TV show on, I think, PBS Masterpiece. I saw that there was a TV show, so I started reading this, and I was getting into mysteries at the time. But I honestly think I'm going to have to restart it. I might get the audiobook for it because I don't really remember anything that's going on. I know that it has like a story within a story. So maybe there's like two mysteries you have to figure out. You have to figure out the mystery inside of the story. And then also figure out the mystery of the writer of the story. I don't know. But I think I found it interesting as I was reading it. I just don't really remember it. So I'm going to have to start it over. And what I'll probably do is put the audiobook on hold with Libby, with the library. That's what I'll do. That'll be the easiest thing. That's what I'll do. Question two. Do you have any autumnal book to transition you into the end of the year? So it's December. It's winter. Technically, it's not winter, but it's winter. It's cold. So we're going to skip to winter, holiday-specific books, instead of autumn, fall books. I have a few here that I might read this year. So the first one I have is The Kingdom of Sweets by Erica Johansson. What I know about this, it's like The Nutcracker. It's a novel about the Nutcracker. Or maybe it's like a retelling. Maybe it's like a let me open Inside Flap. This gloriously transportive reimagining of the Nutcracker tells the tale of twin sisters divided by envy and magic, and set against each other one fateful Christmas Eve. So this book is set around Christmas, so this would be a good book to read. I believe it's a fantasy, so that's up my alley. The next one I have is A Winter in New York by Josie Silver. I read another book by Josie Silver. What is it called? Is it called One Day in December? Is it? I don't know. Maybe. Yes. It's called One Day in December. Okay. But this is another... Is this a holiday book? I don't know. I believe it's set in winter. So this is another book I could pick up. And the next one I have Snow and Love. These are four stories and the authors are Melissa De La Cruz, Nick Stone, Amy Friedman, and Casey West. So these are short stories or novellas or I don't know, they're stories. And the front cover has people in pajama pants, cozy socks, there are cups of coffee, and there is a fireplace. Yeah, there's a fireplace with a fire. So yeah, this will be wintry. I'll pick this one up. Question three. Is there a new release you are still waiting for? I don't think so. I'm really trying not to go to the bookstore and buy any new books right now. I am trying my hardest not to do that. We'll see how well I'm able to do that for the rest of the year, but I don't know if there are any new releases that still come out for the rest of the year I'm interested in, or that have come out and I don't already own the new release. So I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's the answer to this question. No is the answer to this question, actually. No. Question four. What three books do you want to read before the end of the year? So definitely I want to read Lightlark. Lightlark is one I definitely want to read. Magpie Murders is one I may get to. If that's something I don't finish until next year, I'm okay with that. So Lightlark, and then I don't know if I have another one. I don't. I'm looking at my shelves and I really don't know. Oh, Babel. Hold on. Let me look. Okay, so I'm a mood reader, which means I change my mind a lot on the books I want to read. And yeah, so I don't think I have. So the only book I grabbed from my shelf is Babel by R.F. Kuang. That is one I do want to read. Also, I guess I could say the one I mentioned earlier, The Kingdom of Sweets by Erica Johansson. I do want to read a Christmas book before the end of the year. So maybe I'll pick this one. Yeah, so I guess those three. Lightlark, Babel, and The Kingdom of Sweets. Or maybe I'll pick A Winter in New York. It depends on my mood. Or I don't know. I really should have been more prepared for this, but oh well. Question five. Is there a book you think could still shock you and become your favorite book of the year? Oh, do I hope so. I have to say that this year has not been my favorite reading year. I mean, I've enjoyed the books that I've read, but I had a huge slump through the middle of the year where I just wasn't reading, or I was like reading only one book a month. And it wasn't, I don't know. I have to say, I don't think I currently have a book that I want to say is my favorite book that I've read this year. That might sound ridiculous. I can just pick any book. What book did I rate the highest? I could just pick that book. But I don't think I have a book that I'm like, this one, I should say, is my favorite book that I've read this year. So maybe I need to really figure out what books I want to read for the rest of the year and try to pick books that I think may be a 5-star read, which is very hard for me because I don't normally give out 5 stars. So I'm gonna have to figure that out. And the last question, number six, have you already started making reading plans for next year? Yes and no, kind of, but not yet. Nothing solidified. I'm still working on that. I'm still figuring that out. I'll definitely talk about my reading plans for 2025, but right now I would say, I guess the answer to that is no. No, I have not done it yet. But I plan to do it. So I plan to make reading plans for 2025. I just haven't done it yet. And hopefully, when I do, did I make reading plans for 2024? I don't even remember if I did. Anyway, I'm gonna form a plan. I have a plan to make a plan. So we'll get back to that. That was the end of your book tag. I'm curious about what books you still need to read before the year ends. Definitely let me know. And I hope you continue to join me for this little experiment I'm trying throughout December. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss new episodes, and we'll speak soon.